One of my friends, Keith Carpenter, said something profound. He said, I'm not trying to make money. I'm just doing what I do, and the money comes and goes. I found that to be one of the most profound things I heard in recent times, because it aligns so truly with how I felt when it comes to success over the last 8 years. But there was a period of my life in which things were moving forward very quickly. Things were moving forward with aggression. And one of the things I could tell you in that period of my life is that I wasn't worried about money. I was not very conservative. One of my great regrets as an actor living in Los Angeles is that I didn't spend the $300 or even $1,000 to take 3 months of acting classes while living in LA. If you think about this, I was living in LA, making $40,000 a year as a teacher, sharing an apartment with two other people, and I only ever had like $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 in my bank account. So to suddenly take out $1,000 and to spend it on an acting class felt like I was giving away a third or a half of what was in my account. It felt reckless, it felt like too much, and it felt like it wouldn't be worth it. But then I look back and I reflect that all these years later, $1,000 doesn't mean much to me. The opportunity that I had when I was 25 or 24 to spend that money, because I was in Hollywood, in a place where there were people graduating from the Yale School of Drama, from Juilliard, and had reputable agents. I was in the thick of where everyone was trying to take acting to the highest level, for better or worse, and I was too scared to spend $1,000. You see, in the best seasons of your life, when you are working on your career, when you are trying to be aligned with God to get the best results of your life, you are not trying to do anything. You're not trying to save money. I'm literally not trying to save or make money. My goal is to try to unfold. I'm trying to unfold my arc, because I have to trust that these hundreds of years of biology that exist within me, thousands of years of evolution, that DNA of mine will carry me further. It'll take me to the next level. And to think small, to think in terms of scarcity, that is what is going to get you the most stuck in life. If you are right now perfectly healthy, perfectly capable, then chances are you are not appreciating your situation enough. You are not appreciating the hand that you were dealt, because that hand was very strong. And it's up to you to make the most of it. So in this video, I want to talk about how you can genuinely change your life rapidly. And this all starts with appreciating who you are and not trying to be a schemer, but rather focus on this mindset of unfolding. Principle one, it starts with energetic level. A core part of who I am when I'm trying to get substantial changes in my life, I gotta say it over and over again, because the fundamentals never change. It starts with semen retention. There are cosmic forces in that fluid, the subtle vibrations through which everything comes. Sexual energy is creative energy. It's get shit done energy. For so long, I was blocked with the prospect I wanted to connect with. I've been looking for freelance clients with Salesforce. So I've been putting the feelers out. I was trying to get this done. I realized that such a mania took over me on a long enough streak of SR that I just so happened to reach out to the right contact, send the right email message, get a meeting set up, get another meeting set up, get something booked. There's just something there. Action by itself is not the end all. Action, while infused with the luster of life, the conviction to live, and what you ideally want is to be infused with inner abundance. That comes from multiple ways. It comes from the foods we eat, the rest we get, the sunlight, the connection to nature, friendship, camaraderie, inspiration. Okay, watching a Christopher Nolan movie. Inspiration means to bring life into something. That inspiration, it needs to come from within. It needs to come from yourself. And if you're lacking it right now, you just got to get your testosterone up. And the easiest way to do that, easiest way to be energetically abundant, is semen retention. In fact, I am now going for like 100-day streak, which I have not accomplished since 2018, but I'm dedicated to it now because I'm trying to discover that next leg up. So you got to be energetically rich. This is actually a part of appreciating who you are and appreciating your situation in life. Lack of energetic scarcity, it's what makes you realize genuine gratitude for your life. It's what gives you the momentum to go for the next thing. You want to be hungry. That's a great state to be in as a man. You want to be hungry and full of desire. If you can come from that position, everything comes. The struggle doesn't feel like the struggle anymore. It feels like no fear, just pure confidence, no fear. So it starts with retention. The emotion of sex is an irresistible force against which there can be no such oppositions as an immovable body. When driven by this emotion, men become gifted with a superpower for action. Understand this truth, and you will catch the significance of the statement that sex transmutation will lift one to the status of a genius. This brings us to idea number two, energetic organization. You need energy to get things done, so eating well, sleeping enough, practicing SR, that is very good for just having like the raw fuel, fuel in the fire. What I've come to appreciate more and more, especially over the last 2 years, is that organization also matters more than action. So there are, in fact, a couple of things that matter more than action. And I see it all the time with my coaching clients because the ones who are not organized, there are a handful of them who are not organized, both in terms of their physical spaces with their gear, and especially the mind. Some of those people have put out the most amount of videos, all right? They've uploaded more than anyone. I mean, over the course of a week, 2 weeks, it's like upload, 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 but they're not getting any better. They're not getting better because they're not mentally organized to actually progress. It's like going to the gym. You can go to the gym all the time and do a bunch of chest flies and lateral raises, but if you're not progressing on the compound lifts, then you're not really doing your muscle building phase all that well. You gotta be organized enough to know what the logistics are of what you want. Like I record aerial videos on Sundays. It's something I do. It's a part of my inner organization that allows me to come to a process that can get to a result. Without that, I simply wouldn't be me. I wouldn't have that organization in place to arrive at a topic I want. So you gotta find a way to get really organized. And getting organized is hard. It's a reflection of your mind. Sometimes no matter how hard you clean or how much you try to get ahead, you honestly feel stuck in your organizational efforts. The fridge is dirty. You have a parking ticket. There's a landing page that you were supposed to build. There's a bike trainer that you're trying to sell. All this stuff, all these little things in your life, things that you're trying to get rid of, trying to add on. And the answer to this question of organization is one, you need to work on it every day and you need to work on it with substantial hours. Two, cut things out of your life that make you more disorganized. The organization also needs to come from your mind, which means you need to meditate. You need all three. You need to spend time cleaning your house, cleaning your physical environment, cleaning out your inbox. You need time to cut the things out of your life that contribute to disorganization. That's a discipline. That's a substantial discipline. And for many people, these contributors to disorganization, they are a part of your inner vices. You know, they're the things that are holding you down that you continue to do, like smoking weed or drinking alcohol. Even if it's legal now, marijuana disconnects you from your subconscious mind. So you're not going to get your best results. And these are hard things to say, even Adderall, stuff like that. It disconnects you from intuition. So it's not leading you to your best results. You got to do the things that get you organized, remove the things that contribute to disorganization, and then you got to meditate. Because meditate is like the ultimate hack to mental organization. The only thing is, like, if you release all the time, meditation's not going to go well because you don't have the fuel. If you drink, meditation won't go well. If you don't do cardio with any kind of regularity, like you got to get the heart rate up and breathe fresh air. If you're not going to do that, you're not going to meditate well. But if you can take the trouble to put these forces into play, organization, energy, both of those factors, now you have an opportunity to do something very, very substantial. 30 to 40 hours of work on this, working on what I call your immaculate score, will probably get every single space and every single disorganized corner of your life fully fixed. You're probably 30 or 40 hours of dedicated effort away. You can literally set off a timer and track this and put that time in over the course of a month. And you can get every single, like if I mop the floors today, I can set off that timer, mopping the floors, you know, getting all the ingredients, wringing it out, that might take an hour. But if I do that 40 times over, I can promise you that I would get everything to perfection. Your car, your spaces, your digital files, your emails. This is something you need to do if you want to radically change your life. Make a commitment to putting in those 30 or 40 hours, purifying your mind through meditation and removing things that contribute to disorganization. Because if we are trying to get extreme results in a short amount of time, it will take this kind of action, but it's absolutely worth it. The clarity, the purity, just that feeling of goodwill that comes after getting everything perfectly organized. It's like the current of electricity that is your life finally has a good conductor. And so it travels so much faster. We cannot stress this enough. Energy plus organization matters much more than action. The man who is able to align all forces to one particular result, that's the man who's going to get things done. If you're mentally disorganized and you send out 1,000 emails, those emails will lead to nothing. If you're organized, if you're energetically rich, you will naturally find yourself literally sending just one email that'll get you the client you want. It's that substantial. This brings us to idea number 3. You are not limited by money. A concept gets thrown a lot by rich people: leverage. People who are rich, the wealthiest clients I've talked to, they always bring up leverage at some point. Now, leverage can be other people's time in terms of hired labor. That's something that I was familiar with ever since 2020. Leverage can also be other people's money. The greatest form of leverage, though, and this is going to surprise you or seem kind of weird, but the greatest form of leverage is gratitude. A gratitude for the profound position in life you have right now. I will say this to you, especially if you are young, especially if you don't have kids. Even if you have kids, though, that's fine. Especially if you don't have dependents, and especially if you have your health. That's the biggest form of leverage of all. The best thing you can do for your career is genuinely understand how good you have it. Genuinely. I would encourage you to do this. Make a list of 100 things that prove to you that you're someone worth betting on. 100 things. I myself made this list 1 year ago, and every time I need it, it changes my life. A great way to think about leverage is simply this idea that I said at the top: you are not limited by money. I've always found that the money will come if you attack the work. Be motivated by the idea of gain, by the notion of increasing your income. Do not penny pinch on anything. In my opinion, don't penny pinch on anything that costs less than $4,000. Your intuition will tell you right away if something is valuable, if it will get you a result. And your intuition will also tell you if something is not worth it, if it's BS. Our project is to matter in this world, to have an impact, and to fill out living life. If you get stuck under the guise of needing more money, you'll never get to a result. I myself have spent $3,000 or $4,000 in the last 6 months on just Salesforce exams, just the entrance fees to Salesforce exams. But it wasn't hard for me to spend because I know that one freelance client off Salesforce could genuinely be worth $100,000. One great opportunity. So coming to that realization, it wasn't that hard to spend the money. 30, 40, 50K clients, they come all the time to high-end Salesforce freelancers. Even in the last month, I spent $260 on a fitness coach. All I did was pay for 4 15-minute calls for $260. It sounds silly, but because of those calls with this coach of mine, Samuel Sackle, I learned about the value of plate-loaded machine dips and just dips in general. And I just realized that I could benefit from uploading my volume and doing more like Smith machine work even, so that I can focus on, of course, mechanical tension and getting stronger on the compound lifts. But then after that, I can also add in things like this dips and Smith machine just to have a more well-rounded workout, just to put in more time in the gym. It sounds silly, but those 15-minute calls, just a handful of calls that I had with him, it taught me enough to help me probably put on 3 or 4 pounds of extra muscle over the next year. One 15-minute interaction with this guy was enough to save me like 3 months of bulking. So it was absolutely worth it. Suddenly the dream of becoming a jacked and lean Iron Man becomes way more compelling. It doesn't seem like this nebulous thing that I can't attack. The idea here is that you are not limited by money. Now there is one caveat to this as well, because a lot of times I see people who have a lot of money to spend. Those are the people I actually worry about spending too aggressively. The people who have too much money to spend, because they spend the money before they're able to organize around it, because organization still matters more than action. So when you spend money and you take on new resources in your life, whether it's in the form of a coach or a physical product, you need to spend the time to learn that thing. Like, you need to be able to invest in the time with that coach, or you need to be able to invest in that piece of gear or whatever that piece of education is, that opportunity. You need to organize your efforts around it. This is not an opportunity to just spend money frivolously. The money will continue to grow and compound, and this method will pay off, but you need to basically give yourself the gift of your action. So spend the money, but then back it up with the action. You should absolutely be fearless, I feel, when it comes to paying for things, because anything that is an investment, and you genuinely, you can feel in your heart within a moment's notice if something is an investment or not. I can feel it within seconds. Yep, this is an investment. Yep, let's go. This seems like bullshit. This coach I'm working with, he seems like he's full of shit. I honestly don't give a fuck. I can feel it within seconds if a person is genuine or not, if they can help me or not, if this product that I'm purchasing is legit or it's fake. I can feel it within seconds. But even when you buy resources that are worth it, you need to give yourself time to master your organization of it. And that is very, very important. Which brings me to the last idea of the video. You know what the work is. Now do it with aggression and joy in your heart. This is the summation of everything that came before. Becoming energetically rich, becoming energetically organized, creating leverage by having gratitude, and also not fearing the spending of money. And now it's about doing the action. Every action can be done two ways. It can be done as it is, or it can be done with joy, gratitude, and what I call the attack. Attack the work. You do it like that, something magical starts to happen. To follow through on the above ideas is very difficult. It's difficult to become energetically rich. It's difficult to meditate regularly. It becomes boring after a while. Constantly on this YouTube channel, I feel guilty for repeating the same thing. But you know how you get to a 315 bench? By stacking on 5 pounds every time you can. Reps and weight. You don't get to a 315 bench by changing your exercise selection too much. Accessory work, sure, but you still got to be benching all the time. Well, like that, to get the results you want, you got to do the exact same things. You actually know that I'm telling the truth if I'm saying the same things 7 years later after starting my channel, because those are the things that are timeless. As Jim Rohn once said, success is nothing more than a few simple disciplines practiced every day. So don't be afraid to practice. Every time you wake up, you practice retention, you meditate. You meditate even if you're sick of it, yeah? You do your cardio. You clean the space. Don't be afraid to mop. Don't be afraid to spend money, but as soon as you spend it, learn that thing that you're learning. Spend it well. Utilize it. Utilize your forces. If you bought a bike and a bike trainer like I did 6 months ago, go on bike rides all the time. Do an FTP workout. Do intervals. Get faster on the bike. See, that is how I make the money worth it then. Otherwise, I would have frivolously spent 4, 5, 6K on a bike and a bike trainer. No. If I use it every day, if I use it to get faster, if I use it to become an all-world athlete and continue to build my brand, okay, then that 5K is nothing. I'll make 10 times back and more. But if I somehow forget to have gratitude for the work, if I stop to attack it, if I'm not giving it all I got, then everything begins to fail. There's also something else I want to say in this, because I think there's something very magical about the 1 year timeline. This is the start of a new year, right? There's something incredibly magical about a year. 1 year can genuinely change your life. See, like, my goals are in three different prongs this year, as I've said relentlessly. River Rats the film, Iron Man all-world athlete, and Salesforce certified technical architect. Three very different terrains, all in the quest of, actually, it's all leading towards being an actor. All of this. Why pursue it yet again? Why attack the work? Why go for another 3-mile run, 4-mile run? Why hit the lift again? Why study? Why do it for another year? I'm telling you this from experience, but also intuition. You have nothing to fear and you have everything to gain. If you attack the work in the way that I'm describing for 1 year in full, the gift on the other side of that is absolutely tremendous. The gift on the other side of that is profound. So now it's up to you to do the rest. Greatness is coming, and we'll see you in the next one.